Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Could it be true? After 5 years of marriage and only 3 months of co-parenting their infant son, Janet Jackson and her billionaire husband, Wasim Elmana, have reportedly agreed to go their separate ways. Now, apparently he had become very controlling during her pregnancy, and she had already allowed him to dictate her appearance and even the way she performed at concerts. You know, she gave in to her husband's demand, including toning down her 2014 concert tour, wearing clothing that covered her body instead of, you know, those skin-revealing outfits that fans had grown to love over the years. She also declined to do music videos that featured any bumping and grinding, trademarks of her work, and it drove her crazy. She felt like she was losing her fan base, which she probably wasn't, but anyway. Janet also resented the reclusiveness of her husband, who rarely met with her friends or family. But then Janet quietly made London her home after Elmana insisted the family live according to strict Muslim customs, which included prohibiting the new mom from being seen in public while nursing the baby. This could go on for a year. Well, the last straw for the singer was apparently her husband's reluctance to show concern for Katherine Jackson's elder abuse claims against her nephew Trent. Now, if you recall, you heard about that right here because I told you Katherine was over in London staying with Janet. Well, she recently returned to LA after being there for 2 months, but Janet made her decision while her mom was there, and there is apparently no turning back. She has been so worried about her mother, and when Wasim showed little or no concern, Jackson said, that's it, because that's my mama. Well, you know, she is believed to be worth about $250 million. Elmana is a billionaire. It does make you wonder, though, if Janet didn't realize the consequences of marrying someone from the Muslim faith. Now, that is not to put anyone down, but you know what? Women have very little control in that religion, which is also a lifestyle. Just saying. And in more couples news, Mariah Carey and backup dancer Brian Tanaka have called it quits. It's, of course, over his issues with jealousy and her tiring of funding his lavish shopping sprees. But the good news for Mariah is she just signed a new record deal. She inked an exclusive joint partnership of Butterfly MC Records and Epic Records. It's a division of Sony, and it was announced today by L.A. Reid, of course, who is the chairman. And the terms of the agreement call for additional repertoire by the artist, beginning with a new studio album expected later this year. You know, we'll be on top of all of that, and you'll hear that album first right here. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.